One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
E.g., MOL admitting that Fabinho should have been sent off. Jamie Carragher's not quite cryptic tweet about the future of Melwood. The latest on Julian Ward's successor, Ibrahima Konate injury news, and the knock-on effect that has, of course, to a legendary Cruyff King as well. We're going to start then with the news coming out from the PGMOL, who say that Fabinho should have been shown a red card at Brighton this fight. This is Anfield. They're saying Fabinho was incredibly lucky to avoid a red card at Brighton, but the PGMOL have accepted that the wrong decision was made and the midfielder should have been given his marching orders. A stood-up tackle on Brighton striker Evan Ferguson followed, who had to be helped off the field. Fabinho, everyone watching, expected a red card to be shown by referee David Coote. The number three's reaction spoke volumes, but he was only shown a yellow card and there was no invitation from VAR to review and subsequently upgrade the decision. However, on Monday night, the BBC reported that the Professional Game Match Officials Limited, PGMOL, for those of you wondering, have accepted that Fabinho should have been sent off. As part of a drive for transparency within PGMOL, or PUGMOL, if you will, the organisation has privately let it be known that there was enough evidence to warrant a red card, the report states. While the force of the challenge was of low intensity, there was contact above the ankle from behind, and this type of challenge is viewed as one that invites a red card. So yeah, there you go. I think every single person who watched the game, everyone in the stadium, including the players on the pitch, knew that Fabinho's tackle was a little bit of a naughty one. Perhaps ultimately his very contrite reaction, clearly an accident, and he knew it, and maybe that sort of immediate recognition to the referee was enough to save him from the red card. But yeah, I think he probably expected that he was going to get a red card and was very, very fortunate not to. Not that his performance improved tremendously as a result. Let's move things on. Jamie Carragher on deadline day tweeting about a big Liverpool potential acquisition. He's tweeted, breaking news, with an exclamation point. Liverpool have made an approach and are trying to buy back Melwood for LFC women's team, which is incredible when you think about it. And, you know, I mean, again, when you look at that on face value, there's been a lot of criticism around the support network provided to the Liverpool women's team. Of course, when the AXA was built, many were hoping that there might be some facilities put aside for the women's team, but that wasn't to be. Obviously, they still, as well, still play over the water at Prenton Park, home of Tranmere Rovers. But when Melwood, when they moved away from Melwood, initially there were conversations around whether the women's team would be able to take that up. What we do know is, because we were there to cover it at the time, a consortium, Jamie Carragher, Robbie Fowler, I believe Beth Tweddle, the Olympic gymnast, was involved as well. Several organisations clubbing together to buy Melwood, which had been proposed as a new housing for the area, which there was a lot of negative response from local residents around at the time. It was seen as a big win to have it stay within the community. Liverpool's you know, connection to Melwood is of course absolutely huge, and even just having some sort of football there, and the Robbie Fowler Academy plays there, of course, and trying to make it useful to the local area as well. Was seen as a very, very positive move. It remains to be seen what happens. There hasn't been a great deal of news that's come out of the Melwood stuff since, to be perfectly honest. I drive past it fairly often And obviously much of the structure is still there. In the last year or so, they made a good effort to try and regenerate the pitches, but yeah, it's not really been in the news cycle. So yeah, if Liverpool are making an approach to try and buy it for the women's team, a very, very, a potentially very positive thing indeed. Of course, I'm sure people would prefer them to be under the same roof as the men's teams, because obviously the facilities are first rate, but it would represent potentially a significant step up, and of course brings the women's team closer to the history of this great football club in a general sense as well. So more on that as and when we know it. But yeah, at the moment, just that tweet from Jamie Carragher as it stands. The Liverpool Echo have done an interesting article on Julian Ward and his potential successor. We've seen stories in recent days linking them with Monaco's director of football, Paul Mitchell. So there, Paul Gorst from the Liverpool Echo has written an article just to give a little bit of a rounded take on what's going on so far. Saying Ward is prepared to walk away from a club he has spent over a quarter of his life at this summer, just a year after taking one of the most high-profile positions in European football outside of management. The revelation of his plans, which were given in November, were met with shock and disappointment, it is understood. It caught many inside the AXA Centre by surprise, but the early detailing of his departure has afforded those involved in the decision-making process ample time to think about the next move. Sources at the club have distanced themselves with interest in Monaco's Paul Mitchell. The former Southampton chief has also previously worked at RB Leipzig and Tottenham and has developed a good reputation during his time in football recruitment. The process of identifying a new sporting director has yet to get underway, it is believed, and it is a decision that will be overseen by Klopp and CEO Billy Hogan, whose power and influence has increased since FSG president Mike Gordon took the decision to focus his day-to-day efforts on a possible sale. It's understood Ward will be unable to join another club for the next 12 months following his exit, but those at the AXA Centre have always maintained that is not a concern anyway, with the current sporting director set to take a break after over a decade in a variety of demanding and challenging roles at Liverpool. But while Ward will leave with the well wishes of everyone at the club later this year, his work at Anfield is not yet complete, despite the imminent closing of the transfer window and expectations of a quiet deadline day, as we well know.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
So Liverpool have no plans to recruit a replacement while Ward continues to operate in the job itself, and work will go on inside the recruitment department under his watch. Essentially, anyone signed later this year will be credited as a Ward signing, although this reality is that there is a wider department all working hard to bring the right profile of player through the Kirby doors. At a time when so much work is needed in rebuilding Liverpool, to provide a world-class manager like Klopp, who's just 9 months into a new long-term contract with all he needs, it's understandable why there might be trepidation over the impending loss of a figure who's clearly so important to the overall success in recent years. Really interesting stuff. And I guess strange, because obviously what we saw was Julian Ward effectively take over the reins, handed the baton from Michael Edwards, having been his second in command. It was a progression, it was a natural step up, and it led to, obviously, what you had in the handover process was Michael Edwards still very much there on the scene, but Ward taking an increasing hand in the transfer responsibilities at Liverpool, leading to last January, Luis Diaz being credited as a move that Julia Ward was the driving force behind. And obviously the summer that's just gone before us, very much his first summer in charge of the transfers. So yeah, Liverpool apparently not yet begun the process, which seems a little bit strange. Certainly different from the norm, but yeah, obviously more on that as and when that breaks in the coming weeks and months. That will be a huge piece of recruitment that Liverpool need to get very, very right when they dip into that market. Okay, we'll move things on to yet more absolutely brilliant news for all concerned with Liverpool Football Club, and by that I am absolutely lying through my teeth. It is terrible, terrible news. The news is that Ibrahima Konate is out with a hamstring injury for up to 3 weeks. This according to BBC Sport. Konate's been ruled out for up to 3 weeks with a hamstring injury following Sunday's 2-1 FA Cup defeat at Brighton. France defender, 23, is expected to miss Premier League games against Wolves, Everton and Newcastle. He could also be a doubt for the Champions League last 16 first leg against Real Madrid on the 21st of February. Great. Liverpool are currently without Van Dijk, Diaz, Firmino and Jota. Netherlands defender Van Dijk was ruled out for more than a month with a hamstring problem at the start of January. The situation may scupper a potential deadline day move by, yes, of course, Nat Phillips, who had been linked with a move to Turkish club at Galatasaray. We've also seen Reece Williams, of course, recalled from his loan spell. Meaning there's likely going to be time on the bench for both Nat Phillips and Reece Williams potentially in coming weeks, leaving Liverpool with just, as mentioned, Joe Gomez, of course, and Joel Matip available as the senior centre halves, while Virgil van Dijk regains his fitness, and of course now with Konate. So yeah, what that does mean is the one move that was being touted for deadline day for Liverpool was Nat Phillips. Nat Phillips is staying put at Liverpool, say the Liverpool Echo, after Ibrahima Konate suffered a hamstring injury. The centre-back has struggled for game time this season and found himself in fifth place in the pecking order behind Konate, Van Dijk, Gomez and Matip. Konate and Van Dijk expected to be out for the next couple of weeks, with the former possibly missing the Champions League game. Phillips has been linked with a deadline day move to Turkish side Galatasaray for a fee in the region of £10 million in the last few days. However, no. Poor old Nat Phillips once again left. We say poor old. He's left playing for one of the best football clubs, if not the, let's be honest, in our opinion, the greatest football club on the face of planet Earth. However, I think most of us would have looked at him, looked at his career progression, looked at the job that he's done for Liverpool. He's been a capable deputy, but has few prospects of stepping up beyond that. Really, for what he's given to Liverpool, he should be allowed to move on. But Liverpool, given their current plight of injuries, they're just not going to put themselves into a dire situation again when there are already issues within the squad. They're not going to create more issues in the squad in order to be nice. And it often gets levelled at Liverpool that maybe they're too loyal or they're not ruthless enough. When it comes to Nat Phillips and his career prospects, they have been incredibly ruthless in keeping him around when they've needed to. So yeah, interesting story. Bit of a shame for Nat Phillips, who definitely does deserve to be able to allow his career to go and kick on elsewhere, to go and play more regular first team football. But that will not be coming between now and the end of the season. He looks like he will be remaining at the mighty Reds. More to come from us, if you can stomach it, of course. Liverpool are not an enticing prospect at the moment. It's not filling us with joy in our lives. But if you want more, if you want to analyse the previous game from the weekend and the defeat to Brighton, then the Final Word show is available on redmenplus.com right now. We've got some brand new shows launching this week. The Biased Football Podcast gets its first airing on Monday. On Wednesday. There we go. Yeah, very good. It will be Monday from next week. It is Wednesday this week, following the Redmen Originals podcast, where we're going to be sifting through all of the transfer news from across the Premier League and beyond, and putting our very Liverpool biased spin on it as well. Expert Insight with Ian Doyle is available right now as well. And if you're into YouTube and that kind of thing, then join us for Thursday Night Pint, 7 p.m. Thursday night. Two very, very special guests. Promises to be fun, raw, edgy, and a very interesting take of all things Liverpool Football Club with no holds barred. Yes, that will be live on YouTube, 7 p.m. on Thursday. Join us for that. that one. But yeah, if you want more from Redmen, if you want more Liverpool podcasts in your life, you can get them on redmenplus.com. Or if you're totally wedded to the Spotify app, you can get them there. Just search Redmen Plus Podcasts and sign up through there. It is £5 a month. You get access to all of our Plus podcasts in your Spotify app. And if you want the full hit, again, head to redmenplus.com. Anyway, that's it from me. That is Redmen Bites. I'm Paul Machin. See you all soon.
If you enjoyed this podcast, then we've got a whole load more for you right now. Head over to redmenplus.com. You can get extra Red Men podcasts. You've got Around the League. You've got The Debate Show, Journal Insight with Neil Jones, and Podcast Extra, all the stuff that we could never possibly broadcast on public spaces. It is there, available in your native podcasting app on the go as well. Head to redmenplus.com and sign up.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.